Topic 40. Refactoring. As a program evolves, it will become necessary to rethink earlier decisions and rework portions of the code. This process is perfectly natural. Code needs to evolve. It's not a static thing. Unfortunately, the most common metaphor for software development is building construction. Bertrand Meyer uses it in the title of his classic work, Object-Oriented Software Construction, and even your humble authors edited the software construction column for IEEE Software in the early 2000s. And yes, they did voice their concerns over the title. But using construction as the guiding metaphor implies the following steps. 1. An architect draws up blueprints. 2. Contractors dig the foundation, build the superstructure, wire and plumb, and apply finishing touches. 3. The tenants move in and live happily ever after, calling building maintenance to fix any problems. Well, software doesn't quite work that way. Rather than construction, software is more like gardening. It is more organic than concrete. You plant many things in a garden according to an initial plan and conditions. Some thrive, others are destined to end up as compost. You may move plantings relative to each other to take advantage of the interplay of light and shadow, wind and rain. Overgrown plants get split or pruned, and colors that clash may get moved to more aesthetically pleasing locations. You pull weeds and you fertilize plantings that are in need of some extra help. You constantly monitor the health of the garden and make adjustments to the soil, the plants, the layout, as needed. Business people are comfortable with the metaphor of building construction. It is more scientific than gardening. It's repeatable. There's a rigid reporting hierarchy for management and so on. But we're not building skyscrapers. We aren't as constrained by the boundaries of physics and the real world. The gardening metaphor is much closer to the realities of software development. Perhaps a certain routine has grown too large, or is trying to accomplish too much. It needs to be split into two. Things that don't work out as planned need to be weeded or pruned. Rewriting, reworking, and re-architecting code is collectively known as restructuring. But there's a subset of that activity that has become practiced as refactoring. Refactoring is defined by Martin Fowler as a discipline technique for restructuring an existing body of code, altering its internal structure without changing its external behavior. The critical parts of this definition are that 1. The activity is disciplined, not a free-for-all. 2. External behavior does not change. This is not the time to add features. Refactoring is not intended to be a special, high-ceremony, once-in-a-while activity like plowing under the whole garden in order to replant. Instead, refactoring is a day-to-day activity, taking low-risk, small steps, more like weeding and raking. Instead of a free-for-all, wholesale rewrite of the code base, it's a targeted, precision approach to help keep the code easy to change. In order to guarantee that the external behavior hasn't changed, you need good, automated unit testing that validates the behavior of the code. When should you refactor? You refactor when you've learned something. When you understand something better than you did last year, yesterday, or even just 10 minutes ago. Perhaps you've come across a stumbling block because the code doesn't quite fit anymore. Or you notice two things that should really be merged. Or anything else at all strikes you as being wrong. Don't hesitate to change it. There's no time like the present. Any number of things may cause code to qualify for refactoring. Duplication. You've discovered a violation of the DRY principle. Non-orthogonal design. You've discovered something that could be made more orthogonal. Outdated knowledge. Things change, requirements drift, and your knowledge of the problem increases. Code needs to keep up. Usage. As the system gets used by real people under real circumstances, you realize some features are now more important than previously thought, and must-have features perhaps weren't. Performance. You need to move functionality from one area of the system to another to improve performance. The tests pass. Yes. Seriously. We did say that refactoring should be a small-scale activity backed up by good tests. So, when you've added a small amount of code and that one extra test passes, you now have a great opportunity to dive in and tidy up what you just wrote. Refactoring your code, moving functionality around and updating earlier decisions, is really an exercise in pain management. Let's face it, changing source code around can be pretty painful. It was working. Maybe it's better to leave well enough alone. Many developers are reluctant to go in and reopen a piece of code just because it isn't quite right. Real-world complications. So, you go to your teammates or client and say, "This code works, but I need another week to completely refactor it. I can't repeat what they said. I'm trying to keep this clean." Time pressure is often used as an excuse for not refactoring. But this excuse just doesn't hold up. Fail to refactor now, and there'll be far greater time investment to fix the problem down the road, when there are more dependencies to reckon with. Will there be more time available then? Nope. You might want to explain this principle to others by using a medical analogy. Think of the code that needs refactoring as a growth. Removing it requires invasive surgery. You can go in now and take it out while it is still small. Or you could wait while it grows and spreads, but removing it then will be both more expensive and more dangerous. Wait even longer and you may lose the patient entirely. That's why we say, tip 65, refactor early, refactor often. Collateral damage in code can be just as deadly over time. Refactoring, as with most things, is easier to do while the issues are small, as an ongoing activity while coding. You shouldn't need a week to refactor a piece of code. That's a full-on rewrite. If that level of disruption is necessary, then you might well not be able to do it immediately. Instead, make sure that it gets placed on the schedule. Make sure that users of the affected code know that it is scheduled to be rewritten and how this might affect them. How do you refactor? Refactoring started out in the Smalltalk community and had just started to gain a wider audience when we wrote the first edition of this book, probably thanks to the first major book on refactoring. Refactoring, Improving the Design of Existing Code, now in its second edition. At its heart, refactoring is redesign. Anything that you or others on your team designed can be redesigned in light of new facts, deeper understandings, changing requirements, and so on. But if you proceed to rip up vast quantities of code with wild abandon, you may find yourself in a worse position than when you started. Clearly, refactoring is an activity that needs to be undertaken slowly, deliberately, and carefully. Martin Fowler offers the following simple tips on how to refactor without doing more harm than good. 1. Don't try to refactor and add functionality at the same time. 2. Make sure you have good tests before you begin refactoring. Run the tests as often as possible. That way, you will know quickly if your changes have broken anything. 3. Take short, deliberate steps. Move a field from one class to another, split a method, rename a variable. Refactoring often involves making many localized changes that result in a larger scale change. If you keep your steps small and test after each step, you will avoid prolonged debugging. We'll talk more about testing at this level in Test to Code and larger scale testing in Ruthless and Continuous Testing. But Mr. Fowler's point of maintaining good regression tests is the key to refactoring safely. If you have to go beyond refactoring and end up changing external behavior or interfaces, then it can help to deliberately break the build. Old clients of this code should fail to compile. That way, you'll know what needs updating. Next time you see a piece of code that isn't quite as it should be, fix it. Manage the pain. If it hurts now, but is going to hurt even more later, you might as well get it over with. Remember the lessons of software entropy. Don't live with broken windows. Let's finish with a quick note from Dave.
Thanks, Book. This is just a quick observation about automatic refactoring. Back in the first edition, we noted that this technology, automated refactoring, has yet to appear outside of the Smalltalk world, but this is likely to change. And indeed it did. Automatic refactoring is available in many IDEs and for most mainstream languages. These IDEs can rename variables and methods, split a long routine into smaller ones, automatically propagate in the required changes, drag and drop to assist you in moving code, and so on. Check them out.